Vayter in Shas Bir on Bava Metzia Daf Yud Alf, picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok Dailing a Mishnah. Ro'os and Ratzon Acher Metzia. Let's say if somebody sees other people. I have a field and I see people running in my field after something that's there. Acher Tzvi Shavur. Let's say it's a deer that can't run. Rashi says we're talking about De Hu Dumya De Metzia. It's similar to Metzia. Sheinu Yachal Loritz. It can't run. Mishtamer B'Sochasad. It's stuck in the field. It's guarded there. Imlo Yatlua Cherem. If other people don't go ahead and come and take it. Or achagozla shlo parachu, you have pigeons, they're not able to fly yet, they're little pidglings. V'omar zachta lisadi, and he says, my field is zochet for me, zachta, and then it works, and he owns it, it's his. Hayu tzvi ratz kedarko, if you have a deer that's running normally in his field. Oh, shal you gozla shmafrichan, if you have these little pigeons, but they're flying. V'omar zachta lisadi, and he says, my field is zochet in it, lo amar klom, he didn't say nothing, doesn't mean anything. Amar v'domar shmuel, v'hu sha'omed b'tzad sadeu, when is this true? When we say over here, that he goes and says, my field is going to acquire it, that his field actually acquires it for him. That's if he's standing next to his field. Rashi says, the Akshav Himishtamer Sayado, now it's considered like it's guarded through him. Vitikne Le Sadehu, says the Gemara, but hold on a second, let his fields be coned for him, even if he's not there. Why does he have to be there? Damar Vilsib Rav Chanina, Chatzeru Sha'odom Konolom Shalomidaito. The Chatz of a person is coned for him, even without his Das. So why does he have to be next to the field? Says the Gemara, Hani Mili B'Chatz Mishtamer. That's only with the Chatz of Mishtamer, that is the field that's guarded. It's guarded over there. If it's one that's not guarded, then if he's next to his field, then it will work. It's going to require for him. But if not, then it's not going to require for him. And we know Timri says, how do we know this? The Chatzar Shena Mishtameris, E Omeid Bitsat Sadeo in Ilolo, that is Summer Mishtameris, that that's not Mishtamer. It's not guarded. If he's there, yes, and if not there, then no. Let's say if the owner is not by his field, but rather he's standing out in the city. He says, I know that the workers forgot, and Omer, a part of, you know, this like a stalk of grain, as a stalk that I have in the field. I know they forgot it. Lo yeshicha, it shouldn't be shechicha. Now, we know that there's a din we learned the other day about leket. Shechicha, that stuff is left over for aniyim. So he wants to say that this thing should not be shechicha. Yacha lo yeshicha, you would think that maybe it's not shechicha, even if he goes and he himself forgets it. Rashi says im chazav v'shachov, he forgets it. Tamal omer v'shachachta omer besadet. You forget the teacher if you forgot a sheaf in the field, which means that besadet v'shachachta. You're in the field and you forget about it. That's considered shechacha v'lo be'ir, but not when you're if you're in the city and you forget it. Rashi says im shachachta bevoachem in asadet. If you forget it when you're coming in from the field, then have shechacha. But then you forgot about it when you went into the city. Frank the Gemara, that itself is a kasha. First we started by saying, you would have thought that it wouldn't be shechacha, alma have shechacha. But we see that it is shechacha when he forgets it when he gets to the city. Then it says that when you're in the field and you forget it, it's shechacha, but not when you forget it in the city. Then we see it's not shechacha. So which one is it? Elalav hachgar. This is what it means to say. If the owner is still in the field, shechuach miikaro have shechacha. If it was initially forgotten, in other words, he originally forgot about it, and then the workers, then it becomes shechacha. Zachar lubesof shechuach and shechacha. But if you remembered it, the owner remembered it and then forgot about it, means the workers forgot it and then the owner, it's not shechacha. My taima, why is it that this omer doesn't become shechacha? The kevin the koi gaba. Because since the owner is standing there in the field, it's like his chatzer, and therefore it's acquiring it for him. But he's in the city. If the owner is in the city, then even if first he remembered it, and then he forgot it, it's so called shechacha. My time, why is it called shechacha? because the owner is not there in the field in order to go and acquire it. Try to have the field acquired and the owner is not there for the field to go and acquire it. Now, if this is how you understand the Braisa, then we could see that an open field can acquire, can be kona for the owner only if he is there to go and guard it. Frak the Gemara Mimai, how do you understand, how do you know that this is the way we understand it? Dilma Gezeris HaKosev, maybe it's Gezeris HaKosev that the Basada Nehavi Shechecha, that when the owner is in the field, then it's Shechecha, V'ir Lo Nehaneh, Lo Nehlo Havi Shechecha, but when he's out in the city, then it's actually not going to be Shechecha. So it's a Gemara, no, it can't be to say that it's going to be only when it's in the field. Amar Kra, Lo Soshev Lekachto. The Pasuk says, you shall not turn back to take it. L'rabba Shechecha Sa'ir, this is coming to include the Shechecha that happens, it's forgotten when he's in the city. In fact, Gemara, Haimi Bai Leila Lav. What do you mean? No, we need that for something else. We need that that teaches the Lav, the Losase of Shechecha. And therefore, that's the whole, the concept itself, that we know that there's a mitzvah to leave it and don't come and take it. So we need that for the actual Lav itself. And therefore, it's not there to teach us that whether the owner is in the city or not. MK Nimikra Lo Sika Chenu. Let the pasuk say, do not take it. My Lo Sashiv, don't turn back. The Rabba Shechasir, it's coming to include the Shechacha by the one that's out in the city. So the Gemara Vakatibi by Lechitatan, we still need it for that which we learned in the Mishnah. Shelufanav Ein Shechacha. When it's in front of him, it's not called Shechacha. Shelucharv Yishecha Shehu Bibal Tashiv. But what's behind him is Shechacha because it's included in the Isser not to go back. Zeklal, this is the rule. Kol shehu bebal tashuv shechecha. Kol she'enu bebal tashuv enu shechecha. Anything that is in the laws, the iser of don't go back is kol shechecha. Kol she'enu bebal tashuv is not going to be considered. Is a enu shechecha is not considered shechecha. Manav shech, the pasuk is needed to teach us this idea between an omer that he has to turn back for and those that he can still take without turning back. So there's no pasuk that's there to teach us of shechecha to the idea of when he's in the city. Amar Ravashi, Amar Kra, Yihyeh. The pasuk says that this Omer, Yihyeh, shall be, L'rabba shechecha seir. This is including something which is considered forgotten in the city. Therefore, if it's not a chatzim mishtamer, it's only if he's sitting next to it is it going to be acquired. But if he's out in the city, then it won't be acquired for it. Says the Gemara V'chein Amar, Ula. Only if he's standing next to his field. Only if he's standing by the side of his field. Rabbi Abba has a kasha to Ula. Really, you got to be next to it? Is that true? But let's take a look at something which actually learned in other areas of Shas. Show you Boyim Bisvina. These people, the Rabbi Zakenim, they were coming on a boat. They were on a boat. And we're going to see, as we're going to see momentarily, that Rabbi Gamliel, he remembered, he forgot, first he had forgotten, he left stuff that's at home that he didn't take off Ma'isos, and then he's like, uh-oh, so now you're now going to go and eat it because it's Tevel. So therefore, what did he do? He was nervous people are going to eat the stuff that's there, thinking that he took off Tevel. So what did he do? He took it off while he wasn't there, right? So he says, Shayuboy Misvina, Amram Gamliel, Isr Shani Asid Lamud Nasun Yoshua, says Rashi, Niska Shal Isr Ma'isosav, Vahuksha, Lo, Mir Lason Bashe Usham, he took off Maiser when he was there. He said, Maiser that I am going to in the future take out as Maiser Rishon is given to Yehoshua. I'm giving it over to Yehoshua. Says Rashi, this is who? This is Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Chananya. Shehoya Ima Basuni was with him in the boat for who Levi, Venotel Maiser Rishon, can be named Erechin. Right, as we learn in Erechin about this. So he gives it to Yeshua. Beep, turn the page. You know, from the Makom Muskalo and its place, the place of where it is, the Meiser is rented out to him. Rashi says, V'kibu b'menu, sham, schar, ha-makom. And he took money, schar, the makom, d'hachi kitani, sefer, niskablu, zeh, mizeh, schar. V'kokach lama, k'dei liknos Meiser, shetehei chetzu kona. Lo lefish a metaltlin ain konan ella oba meshicha o chatzir tiknelo. Metaltlin can't be konan unless it's meshicha or it's chatzir, so therefore he went to him. Vesar achish and yasid lamed, and another tenth that I'm going to go take off, meaning meiser ani, This is Nosa Lakiva ben Yosef. It's given to Akiva ben Yosef. Actually says, Gabay Haya, Vosa Shana Shnas Meiser Ani Isa. So it was the year of Meiser Ani, and he was the Gabay. Kiddish Yiskebo on Laniyim, in order that he's going to acquire it for the Aniyim, because he was the Gabay for that. And Makoma Muskalo, and his place is rented out to him, says the Gemara. Now, V'chir Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, B'tzatz HaDeel, Shem HaGamliel, Yomdim, while we're standing over there next to his field, they obviously weren't there on the ocean, but what do we see from the air? Kum Techois, a person doesn't have to be next to the field in order to go and to acquire the stuff that's inside of it. Amar Lei, Sano, Sa'ula says, Dami Hai, Rabbanon, Kid Lo Gami In Shishmaita. This rabbi is like someone who never understood how to learn. Like, this guy doesn't understand Allah is over here. Kiyos Lesura, when Rav Abba read Sa'ula saying to Rav Abba, he's saying about Rav Abba, that's why you know what you're doing. So Rav came to Sura, says Rashi, Rabbi Abba Lesura, Amar Lahu, Hachi Amar Ula, this is what Ula said to me, Hachi Osvin Osvise. He said, this is what Ula said, and this is how I responded to him. Meaning Ula was the one who had said that what? That a field that's not guarded is going to acquire only if he's standing there. But I showed him what he mean with the servant Gamliel. So the rabbi said to Rabbi Abba, it's not a raya, because Rabbi Gamliel, metaltel agav mekarke hekdolem. Rabbi Gamliel gave over ownerships of his metaltel and his maaser to Rabbi Shimon and Rekiva via the land that he ended up leasing to him. Rashi says, v'lav mishum de tikni lehem mekoma metoris chatzer. That's not like what was going on over here. This has nothing to do with the chatzir shtickle. We gave him the place. Rabbi Zera Kibler, Rabbi Zera accepted this idea. He knocked at Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba, look, Rabbi Abba himself didn't. To Amar Rava, Rava said, Shapar over the little Kibler. Rabbi Abba was good that he didn't accept this. V'chiloi alahem sudar liknos v'menu b'chalipin. Did Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva not have a sudar, a handkerchief, to be able to be kona the ma'isir and Gamliel through chalipin? Like, well, let's just do that. Rav says, Lama lo lekabel mehen mos. Why do I have to take money from just to chalipin? Ela tovus hana. It must be that this hana that one's going to get from his ma'isir, Eino mama likos from a chalipin, is not considered enough for to be a kona from the owner by chalipin. The fact that he has the ability to choose he wants to give it to is not considered mamon in order to be kona from it with chalipin. Hachanami tovasana in a mamon liklos lagabi karka. So too this tovasana that you're going to get from this maaser that you can just choose who you give it to, and therefore they're going to like you and want to help you with things, is not considered enough to be able to go ahead to work through liklos lagabi karka, to work through land. Rashi says hachanami gabi kinyan karka and a mamon liklos lagabi karka bikinyan sha karka niknebo, with the kinyan that the karka is acquired with it. Ela afkuri ba'alma. Afker Gabayu, Vachi Ugar Luhu, Makom Kansa Luchatzer, Baturus Chatzer, Kishar Hefker. The Meiser over here, it's not really like his that he could do it like a Kenyan Agav over here. So, therefore, he couldn't give it over to him through that. But he could, how could he do it? Only by leasing them the land where the Meiser was, and then being mafkir any ownership over the stuff that's there. And then this Meiser becomes property of the lands who has it, through chatzer, says the Gemara Velohi, but really this is not so. Madas kuna nesina ksiva bahu chalipin derech mekagumekachu. That is, when it comes to the idea of madas kuna of giving the gifts to the Kohanim and to the Levim, nesina ksiva. It says given, the word nasan is written there. Rashi says kol kuna is Levi amaisarni nesina ksiva kidechsev v'nasna laLevi. V'zeh ma'aser rishon leger liyason l'amana, zeh ma'aser sheni, ma'aser ani, v'fika chasel haknas b'sudr. Therefore, can be done through a sudr. The derech mekachu, shezeh nosen lo kelov tachten, v'nir zeh kemrochen lo. So it's considered something known as giving. Chalipin derech mekachu. So chalipin can't be used to get ma'aser. It's the way of mekachu memkar. It's something which is actually rather done through bidness. Metalpin agav mekarka nesina alimtehi. But when it comes to acquiring metalpin through land, is the proper way of giving meiser to the people who can get it. Rashi says, mutter lahaknos matnos kahuna al gabi karka. It's mutter to go do it through karka. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Rav Papa gives, comes to explain now, okay, so that's one way of understanding Ula. He gives another answer. Papa says, Das Acheres Makno is unshiny. It's different when you have Das Acheres Makno, you have another person that's involved over here. That is, A wants to give it to B, and that matziv, then B doesn't have to be next to the chatzar in order to go to acquire it. Remar, Timur, how do we know this idea that this is true? That now we're looking at a Mishnah, the Rose and Rotz and Acher Metziah, that we saw that people are running after the Metziah in his field. You have this deer that can't run, the pigeons can't fly, he can go and he can acquire it, it's going to work for him from the fact that they're there. That's only talking about when the guy can go run and actually catch him while they're still in the field. The boy of Yirmiyah wants to know, Matanayach, what's going to be the din if it's a Matana? Rashi says, that is, that im hayu tzvi, v'gozel shel adam echad, if you have the tzvi and the gozel adam echad, v'heim besoch sadeh sadeh stei chaveru, v'nosan ba'aleim le'bal sadeh, is giving over to the ba'al sadeh, matan is a gift. Hechadim, what's the din? Mi ba'yun v'hu shel ratzach harun, he's going after it, magirim, get to it, v'ilo lokani, v'nad he can't, he's not going to, umatzi nosan le'mahadir bay, he can go back on it, olo, or not, that's what he wants to know. Kibla minei Rabbi Abba Barkana, Rabbi Avakana was Makabar. Rashi says, Lahach boya me Rabbi Yirmiya, the Shapir duck, sheyesh chilik be matana lehefker, matana, there's a difference between them. Now he says, when it's a matana, afi shorot sacharein, venim again, if anybody's after you can't reach them, still it's going to be the case. He's going to be acquiring it. My time, how come? La mishum de das acheres makna was unshiny. It must be because das acheres is makna is going to be shiny, like we had said. It sounds like Gemara. Amar le Rav Shimi le Rav Papa. He says, hare get. But what about the case of a get? The das acheres makna was so, where if someone else involved there, the husband's giving it over to the wife, the woman shouldn't have to go and be by the property to acquire it. Vamar ula hu shomenes b'tzad biso b'tzad chatzero. But Ula said that a woman is only divorced when you put it there, when she's standing right there at the time. So it's like, shiny get the isay bal karcha. The get is different because that's something done. Bal karcha is against her will. Rashi says, v'hu shenos in la, v'lo nichal in migrash, when she doesn't actually want to do it. It's like, but maskal v'rav sheshes, b'reid d'brav idi, v'lav kavachomer, isn't a kavachomer, uma get the isay bal karcha. If you have by a get, which is bal karcha against her will, iyo medes b'tzad besa, u b'tzad chatzera in, if she's standing by her house or by her courtyard, yes, and she's divorced, ilo lo, and if not, matana de midaita, and tana, which is with a person's dasal koshikain, is it obvious that he has to be standing right next to the courtyard in order for it actually work? Ella amr ravashi's ravashi says a different answer. He says, how do you understand the difference between the divorce and between a matana? Beep, turn the page, your base. Chatzer is rabbi mishum yad. The acquiring through a chatzer, it can be learned through that of yad. Velo gar mishlichas, and it's not worse than that of a shliach. Gabe get, the chovula. So when it comes to a chov, a get, which is a chov, which is something that's not good for her, then we say, in chov and ladam, and then what we can do is in front of them. Gabe matana, the schusula, it's a schus. Zachin la adam, shlo bafanav, you can be zachin la adam, even when it's not in front of them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.